wild country. Almost nobody lives here. Today, when we come here driving on pavement most of the way, we think that this place is isolated and quiet. There were even fewer people here in the 1880s. There was a sketchy road system. There was no bridge across the Colorado. People got around on horses. Things were slower. And it's always been dry and hot, always a land of little rain. That hasn't changed. I'm Ed Grumbine. I work for the Grand Canyon Trust, and I'm the director of the North Rim Ranches program.
Kate Waters, I think what's unique about Grand Canyon Trust is that they have a really diverse toolbox for looking at very complex environmental problems that occur in place, in a very unique place. Being alone here, you get in touch with your wild self. This place really draws emotion.
I love getting into my zone and being absorbed with all that is around me. So it's a 360-degree experience when you paint outside. It's stuff is happening behind you, to the side of you, and right in front of you, and I love it. My name is Rebecca Nordstrom. I work in solvent-free oil paints. So I'm a plein air alla prima oil painter.
To make a prayer vessel for the plateau is just like, it's like a dream come true. My name is Elizabeth Bonzani, and I'm a ceramic artist. In my pieces, I like to incorporate the found items like branches and antlers and bones. They become the handles to my prayer vessels. I love the earth. You're molding the earth and you're speeding up geology. It's powerful. So, yeah, I love clay. I love dirt. And it's also very difficult. You never know what you're going to get when you open the kiln. Yeah, because you're taking that wet clay, you turn it into rock. It's amazing. It's like being a tiny god. Or a goddess.
Regal, majestic, ugly, beautiful. My photo in this exhibit is a California condor. My name's Andrew Orr, and I'm a wildlife and landscape photographer. California condors have lived in the area for a long time and faced extinction in the 1980s. This one was taken portrait style to represent the bird, give it more of a personality. It tells a story of endurance, representative of the condor's life in recent years. This photograph is a palladium print. That particular historical printing process dates back to the 1870s, which is about the same time period that the Cane Ranch was being settled. The palladium printing process, the photograph could last for 1,000 or 2,000 years. It's a timeless printing process that represents the Grand Canyon, the Colorado Plateau.
After the Mormon ranchers left, this place was unpopulated except for occasional travelers. And then came the Federal Lands Revolution and made it what we know as public lands today. that are now managed by state or federal governments for the common good, all of it open to the American people as their public lands.
As I was sitting and thinking about us not having these public spaces anymore, if they're just taken away from us because of some political whim or some company feels that they can just plunder the resources that are there. For me, it's kind of this bigger idea of the story of us disappearing, and that's actually the title of the edition. I am Barbara Ryan Garten. I'm an artist, an educator, a curator, and a troublemaker. The edition's called The Story of Our Disappearing because there's only that one pure place. And that is the print, that one print that's at full saturation. And as we make these decisions to mine or put an Escalade or putting these things, they don't really belong here. That makes those places go away. When you do a print and you carve it and you roll it and you pull your first print, it is full saturation of ink and color. And when you don't re-roll it and you print another print, it's called a ghost print. And what I'm going to be doing with this specific edition is I'm not going to be re-rolling the ink. I'm going to be creating a color reductive ghost edition. And so basically the image itself is going to fade away every time I print it. And it will have one print that will be pristine, and it will be of the Vermilion Cliffs, the Echo Canyon, and the Aquarius Plateau.
The current Trump administration in Washington, D.C. has recently determined that monuments may be changed, reducing the monuments in size or even eliminating them. Two monuments that the trust is concerned about are Bears Ears National Monument and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. The Grand Canyon Trust is adamantly against the size fee increase that the Trump administration has put on the table. It will reduce the number of people that can visit parks because a poorer family can't put out $70 to drive into a park. The size of the bill that it would take to fix the problems of our national park system would not be met if that entrance fee was $200 a vehicle. This is a problem for Congress to solve.
So many amazing days in the canyon.
My name is Erica Ferrio, and I've been a Grand Canyon River Guide since 1997. This place affects people in a profound way, and it's a beautiful thing. People cry when it's time to go.
The public lands are for all Americans. Not all Americans have the same economic means. The last thing we want to do is reduce the chance for Americans with lesser means to visit the most beautiful parts of our country.